Verse number 24. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets. That Campbell man had 66 radio stations across America. He had listeners by the thousands and hundreds of thousands. He is, ladies and gentlemen, by Bible standards, a false prophet. Bible said they would come false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive even the very elect. Behold, I have told you before, verse 26, wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh, this is the advent at the end of the tribulation, out of the east and shineth unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. That does not mean Jesus is coming from the west or east. A lot of people say that. They say, I'm going to keep my eyes on the eastern sky. And a lot of people say, everybody over in the graveyard tonight is buried facing the east. Because they think the Lord's coming from the east. He ain't coming from the east, he's coming from the north. That's where he's at right now. He said, as lightning shines from the east to the west, the coming of the Son of Man shall be at the revelation. Blam! The whole world will see it. At the rapture, he comes from the north, where he's at right now. Over on God's shore, up there on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. You know, people say, well, everybody, all these dumb Christians say heaven is up, and we're pointing up that way, and people in China's pointing that way. Say, these stupid people, they all think it's up. No, they don't understand the Bible. You know which way heaven is? It's that way. It's north. And if you were in China, you pointed that way. And if you're in California, you point that way. And if you were in England, you point that way. We're all pointing the same way. That way's up for everybody. Up. That way's up. North. North. That way is just wherever you happen to be in space. That way's east. That way's south. That way's east. That way's west. That way's south. And that way is north. He's in the north of the empty place. Now, let's look at here. In verse number, let's see here. Look at verse number 42. Let's skip on down into verse 42. And watch ye therefore, for ye know not what hour the Lord doth come. Mark chapter number 13. Mark chapter 13. Let's give a few scriptures here. I'll just say a couple things about it, and then I want to show you something. Mark chapter 13. Everybody look at this. I don't understand how people get all in the junk like that. I don't understand. We as Bible believers have no problem with this thing about when the Lord's coming back. Mark chapter 13, verse 32. Mark chapter 13, verse 32. But of that day, May 21st, 22nd, 23rd, January 10th, May, April 3rd, November the 28th, and that hour knoweth no man, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. What I don't understand is how come all them people that followed that guy that just couldn't read that. It says, you know not when the time is. And that's why I've taught y'all for almost 11 years now, we go by the book. Let the old book be true and every man a liar. If I get up here and I say something contrary to the book, it don't matter if signs and wonders accompany it. It does not matter if an angel appears and pats me on the back while I'm saying it. It does not matter if you feel cold chills up and down your spine. What this book says will stand forever. And if it's against that book, don't pay no attention to it. I wasn't even thinking about the Lord coming back yesterday evening at 6. I missed it. I forgot what I was doing. I stayed home, studied. Oh, I took a nap. And I woke up like 10 after 6. And I started studying and everything. And then it hit me about somebody started sending me texts and stuff. I said, oh, yeah, the Lord's supposed to come about 30 minutes ago. And I thought, was that 30 minutes, hour, 6 o'clock our time, 6 o'clock somebody else's time? What does it mean? Well, there's nobody knows when the Lord's coming, only God the Father. He said, quote, he was sure of that day. He had 2,200 billboards rented across America. 2,200. Yep, just one hair, Brother Mike. Number two, I want to say this tonight. I want to say Jesus is coming. I don't care what that nut said or thought, Jesus is coming. He might come in the next 5 minutes. You say, Brother Danny, come on, be honest with us. You mean to tell me that that didn't make you doubt just a little bit? Not one little bit. As a matter of fact, it has increased my faith. And I'll show you why here in just a minute. Look at here. He said, Jesus is coming 218 times in the New Testament. We are told the Lord's coming. Two-thirds of the Bible just about talks about the second advent and the Lord coming back. He's coming. He said, if I go away, I will come again. He said, I will come again. He cannot lie. He's the way, the truth, and the life. The Lord said, in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. The angel said, this same Jesus that you saw go into heaven shall come in like manner as you saw Him go. Paul said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, if we believe that Christ died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with it. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel. You know what it's going to be like? You'll be walking around like this one day, and all of a sudden, I'll hear something say, Danny Castle, come up hither. And you'll hear your name if you're saved. And brother, if you're saved, you'll hear your name. And here's the way it's going to work. Here's the way that thing's going to work when the Lord comes back. I'll hear my name, you'll hear your name. And the Spirit of God's inside me, and the Spirit of God's inside you if you're saved. Now He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He sent the Holy Spirit down here on the day of Pentecost to call out a bride for His name. And He called out, He's been calling out saved people ever all these years and getting them saved. And one day, He's going to call the Holy Spirit out of this world. And He said, all right, I've had it. Time of the Antichrist, time of the tribulation, time to go back to dealing with the Jews. Get back up here, Holy Spirit. And so He said He'll be taken out of the way. But the Holy Spirit's in us. And He said, I'll never leave you, and I won't forsake you. So if the Lord takes the Holy Spirit out, and He's in us, then He ain't going to leave us, then we're going to go with Him. Amen. And boy, is this going to respond. It's like this. Here's how come lost people ain't going when the Lord comes back. This man's out here, and he said he's got this magnet. Like a metal detector, but it's got a magnet on it. And he's out here like this. And he can go around like this. He can put it up to that flower, and nothing happens. He could put it up to something shiny, like a shiny rock, and nothing happens. He could put it up to a pretty flower, or a bush, or an animal, and nothing happens. He could put it up to something real, a dollar bill, and nothing happens. But he comes across just an old rusty nail. And that nail goes, boom, jumps up there and gets a hold of that magnet. You know why? Because the makeup of that nail responds to the pull of that magnet. It's not pretty. It's not special. That nail ain't as pretty as that dollar bill. But that nail's got something inside of it that responds to that magnet. I want to tell you tonight, brother, this old world looks at us, looks like we're just an old bent-up rusty nail. They wouldn't give you a dime for me. They wouldn't give you 5 cents for that testimony. Brother Joey gave them in to go. That's that old crazy old country boy. Don't know what he's talking about. But what they don't realize, there's something inside of him that's going to respond to that call when the Lord comes back. Like that nail jumps up to that magnet. Brother, there's something in me and you that's going to respond when He calls. Like that, boy. Like that right there. And we're going out. Jesus is coming. Number three, I want to say this tonight. What does yesterday's event mean to Bible believers? What do the events of yesterday mean to a real Bible believer? Well, it means this. Take your Bible and turn to 2 Peter chapter 3. All right, everybody sit down now.
Nobody else don't get up, okay? 2 Peter chapter 3. Same people get up every service. Well, please don't do that. All right, 2 Peter chapter 3. All right, look at 2 Peter chapter number 3. And let's look here, if you would, at a couple of verses here. 2 Peter chapter number 3, all right? Let's look here. 2 Peter chapter 3, and look with me at verse number 1. This second epistle that I write unto you, which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, knowing this first, verse 3, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, and walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. Now there's two things I want to mention here. In verse 3, He said there'd come scoffers. Scoffers. What's a scoffer? A scoffer is somebody who says, you still believe the Bible now? You still going to go to church and give them all your money now? I read just a few quotes. And the quote said about yesterday, and the few quotes that's on the news and stuff, and it said, these stupid religious people, all religion is a con to get people's money and keep them scared of going to hell. God is love, and God is in all of us. And it's not like you either love Him or go to hell. It's a ridiculous, religion is ridiculous. The Bible is false. And the Bible said there'd be scoffers in the last days, saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep. Listen, teenagers, y'all are going to get it when you go to school tomorrow. Listen, baby, you point them to 2 Peter chapter 3 and say, you retard, you just fulfilled the Scripture yourself. That means the Lord really is coming. Woo! Hallelujah! I'm ready to go right now. You just showed me it really is true.
Amen.
And they'll shake their head and say, I figured you'd say that. That's exactly right. We're not going to doubt the Lord because some nut can't read His Bible. Did you notice that verse that said they are willingly ignorant? You know what that means? That means ignorant on purpose. And you know what I fear for my country tonight? Because America has more Bibles and more churches and more preachers and is dumber about the Bible than some of these other countries that we send missionaries to. How come every one of these nuts pop up in America? This same man predicted the Lord was coming in 1994 and people fell for it. And then here he goes again. People fell for it again. Ladies and gentlemen, are you listening? That's not a sign that the Scripture's not true. That yesterday fulfilled the Scripture. Can't you see the power of Satan working? They're laughing at the coming of the Lord now more than they ever have. Hollywood is making jokes out of this. One man, my sister, she said, Danny, she said, we listened to the radio this morning. She said, it's awful what people are saying. She said, well, maybe Jesus is in a different time zone. One of them said, well, hey, maybe this is heaven. We're already in heaven. So I'm going to have that affair with that woman at work. Or I'm going to steal this money. Or I'm going to do that. And that's what people are laughing and laughing about the doctrine of the coming Lord. They are willingly ignorant. If they'd have read their Bible, they wouldn't have fell for it to start with. Amen? Willingly ignorant. They're so smart. We think we're so smart. Well, Jesus must be in another time zone. Well, Jesus must have forgot to set His clock. Well, Jesus, ha ha ha, ain't we funny? And the Lord said about you, big boy, they'll come in the last day, scoffers, and you are willingly ignorant. All you do is watch Hollywood and TV and you don't study Bible doctrine. They don't know nothing about the rapture. They don't know nothing about the tribulation. They know nothing about Bible doctrine. They are willingly ignorant. I like what that is. You've heard me tell that story about that old grandma praying. She's talking about them scoffers. They didn't do nothing but fulfill the Scriptures. And old grandma, she got down to praying one day. And she's praying. She's saying, "Lord, I ain't got no bread to eat. Will you send me 3 loaves of bread to make it till my check comes? I'm starving. Lord, give me 3 loaves of bread. Lord, give me 3 loaves of bread." About that time, these three old scoffers walking up the road. And these three old scoffers heard her in there praying. They said, "Listen to that old idiot in there praying. God will send her 3 loaves of bread. I know what let's do. Let's go down to the store and we'll buy 3 loaves of bread, and we'll climb up there and drop it down her chimney and make her think God didn't. We'll get a big laugh." So she's in there praying, "Oh Lord, please, oh Lord, please." They go down to the store, they buy 3 loaves of bread. They come down there, they throw them a ladder up there and snuck up on top of the house. They snuck up there, snuck's a Greek word. That means they crept up privily. And they come up like this, and they got up on top of the house. They could hear her down there praying, "Oh Lord, oh Lord." By that time, think, think, think. 3 loaves of bread pops out in the middle of the living room floor. Grandma comes unglued. She shouts. She throws her hands up, raises her handkerchief, and she cries, "Wow!" Like that boy, I mean, she cuts a shine. And I mean, she takes a shouting spell. About that time, knocks on the front door. Grandma opens the door. They stand there just looking at her, shaking her head. She's going, "Hallelujah! Hallelujah!" Like them grandmas used to do. And I'll tell you what, boy. Them always said, "What's wrong, you crazy old fool?" Shout like, and she said, "Praise God. I prayed the Lord sent me 3 loaves of bread. He sent me 3 loaves. He sent me 3 loaves. And she said, "No, He did not." They said, "You crazy old nut. We did. God didn't send you that bread." Said, "We're scoffers. We went down and storm bought that bread and brought it up here to you. God didn't send." She said, "Praise God. He did." They said, "Listen, lady. God did not send that to you. We went out down there at the store, brought it up here." She said, "Praise God, He still sent it, even if the devil didn't bring it." Woo! And just kept on shouting. Amen. I want to tell you something, brother, that's the way it is. This world said He's not coming. That don't make us doubt. We just say, "Hallelujah." We know He's coming that much more anyway. Amen. What does yesterday's events mean to a Bible believer? That we're that much closer to the real rapture. Amen. Don't be willingly ignorant. Last thing I want to say is, when is the Lord coming? Matthew 24, once again. Matthew chapter 24. We are not sign seekers. We are sign readers. We read the signs. We're not looking for a sign. We're just reading signs the Lord's letting us see. Sign readers. Matthew 24:34. They had a thing, article said, when doomsdays don't happen, believers struggle to cope. You know what they said about me and you? We're struggling to cope because the Lord didn't come yesterday. They underestimate it, don't they? They have no idea how serious we are. And that this is our lifestyle. This ain't just something we do on Sunday. And that book is alive and real. And I don't know anybody in here that's struggling to cope with what happened or didn't happen yesterday. There's the last worry on my mind, struggling to cope because Jesus didn't come. We got bills to pay and souls to win, buses to run. All right, He might come tonight, might come tomorrow. Ain't got nothing to do with it. We don't struggle to cope. We go right on preaching like we always did. Look here. In Matthew 24, look at verse number 34. 34. Look at verse 32. "Now learn the parable of the fig tree." In the Bible, the fig tree is a picture of Israel. That's God's time clock. God always works by how He works with them Jews. The reason you can't pinpoint the day of the rapture is because now God's dealing with Gentiles. So the time, prophetic time clock has been stopped. As soon as the rapture happens, the prophetic time clock clicks back on. And we know exactly how long we got from that beginning of the tribulation on, the millennium, and the second advent. But the rapture, while God's dealing with Gentiles, us, the time clock's off. So nobody don't know how long it is. Look at verse 32 that I was looking at there. "When his branch," Israel, is tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise, when you shall see all, not just a few of them, these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. That means all you got to do is look at the generation which Israel as a nation puts forth its leaves and bud, 1948, most Bible scholars believe, because it wasn't a nation for 100,000 years till 1948. And then 1948 is when everything changed. Everything in this world changed in 1947 when the UFO phenomenon started. 48, Israel became a nation. By 1950s, the Industrial Revolution, the world began to change. Rock and roll began in 1955. The world hit high gear toward hell in the 60s. The 70s, everybody went crazy. The 80s, the 90s, and here we are. He said, that generation. You know, they ain't never been one generation. They've been 60 centuries on this earth, and the world's changed more in the last 75 years than it had all the 6,000 years before that put together. Did you know the Bible said there'll be one man be able to put a mark on everybody's hand and forehead, and you can't buy or sell without that mark? That was never possible in history till the last 20 years. You know the Bible said that the prophets in the tribulation will lay in the street of Jerusalem and everybody in the world can see them, and that was never possible till the last 25 years when we got satellite TV. He said, this generation shall not pass till all be fulfilled. Now, we don't know how long. He don't give us the day or the hour. Nobody knows that. But He gives us the generation. And a generation can be up to 100 years in the Bible. So we could have 5 months or 5 minutes or 5 weeks or 5 years. But either way you cut the cake, you can see it going down. This thing that happened yesterday was no accident. And you mark my word, they said atheists was having parties everywhere last night just to celebrate the fact that the Bible was a joke. All over the country, they threw big parties, atheists did, and said, ha ha, Jesus is coming, let's get drunk. Bible, in the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking, and they laughed at Noah. They thought it was a joke. The Lord might be coming in the next few days. Wouldn't that be a joke? I bet David Letterman and them would have a time with that. He really did come. I'm going to show you. Back in 1954, a woman by the name of Dorothy Martin predicted that her and her group would be saved from a great worldwide flood by aliens. Time passed. They were all up in an apartment building somewhere. Time came and gone. Flood or the aliens didn't come. Her followers were stunned. And they sat there all night wondering what went wrong. Then God gave her a new revelation. The new revelation was that they were so sincere in their beliefs that God decided to give the world another chance. That's the way they do. God changed His mind. The prophecy was right. We just didn't have the interpretation right. And you know what, brother? You know what? Here's where you know the Lord really is coming. I'm going to show you something here in just a minute. Now, I'm not going to show you much of this. I'm getting ready some stuff ready for camp, so I'm not going to show you a whole lot of it. Here's where you know the Lord is coming. He said there'll be scoffers. People create websites. I hadn't seen the news. I hadn't listened to a talk show. But they're having a heyday with this. Never before in my lifetime have I seen people mock the coming of the Lord like they're mocking it now. In the last 2 days. I've never saw it in my lifetime. All that means is sit with your feet untangled. Pay your bills. Because the Lord is really coming soon. Look at this little website that I'm going to use to maybe show some of the kids at camp. called Normal Bob Smith. That's the devil and Jesus fighting it out. And Normal Bob Smith is the devil on this website. He has this thing here, Normal Bob Smith, showing that people are against him and he thinks it's funny. And I want you to just look at some of the things. That's Normal Bob Smith. You do know that in New York City, there are people having implants of horns, don't you? Y'all know that? You know the greatest fad now is having implants in your head, having horns put on your head? Lady Gaga Jesus. Look at that tonight. See that? You see that stupid-looking thing right here? This is all the religions in the world all coming together as one. You see that by these dumb-looking girls going up down the interstate in these Volkswagens. New bumper stickers, all-inclusive coexistence symbols. Look at Satan's salvation right here. I won't take time to go into all that. How that Jesus jumps out and then they hang Jesus from heaven and kill him. And people flying by in an airplane are just staring at him. Like it's some kind of joke. Look at that. So, Bob, the big day, this was yesterday. I suppose we'll be meeting here in person in a few minutes. And I hope you're ready for the world's biggest. I told you so. This is a joke about Jesus did not come yesterday. See the devil? See the people in hell burning behind him, laughing, and Jesus winds up hung, dead. Looks like a bunch of Muslims staring at him. Here's Normal Bob goes to the movies and sees the Passion of Christ. But I want to show you something else here tonight. And I want you to look at something here. Top 10 worst movies and more. The Passion of the Christ is the worst movie, they say. Jesus dress up. Like you dress up Barbie dolls. This is where you can make Lady Gaga, Jesus, and put it on him on the cross. You can make him a woman. You can make him a cross dresser or a homosexual or a transvestite. You can take all these clothes, like the devil, dresses, aliens, demons, whatever, and put them on Jesus on the cross. There's the way you know the Lord's coming. For you. So do some Lady Gaga cross dressing, and they'll snap right into place. You can play all day long for free at the Jesus dress-up store. You know what that ought to do to a child of God? It ought to make us weep and witness to people. Just Google Jesus, he says. There's the way we know the Lord's coming, ladies and gentlemen. There's the way we know the Lord's coming. Our musicians are coming in just a minute. She's going to play. We'll show you just a little bit more here tonight. I want to ask you a question. Look at this. Satan's salvation is back today. But I want to show you this. Why Jesus didn't come on May the 21st. That's what I preached on tonight. Their answer is way different than mine. Their answer is, the Bible's a lie. It's just a bunch of junk. And you don't need to hear it. My answer is, they were willingly ignorant of the Word of God and needed to get right with God. And I'm going to show you one more thing here in just a minute. And then we're going to have an invitation. If there's ever a time we need to get in our bus ministry and visit those buses, those bus kids, it's now. If there's ever a time when we need to ask the Lord to work in our lives, it's now. If there's ever a time when we need to ask God to give us a burden for our lost loved ones, it's now. There wasn't no such thing as this a few years ago. This is the way you know that Jesus is coming. Look at here. Here's a semi-illegal God is fake stamp to nullify the word God on all your cash. You just stamp his name out. They said, anytime you see his name, just stamp it out. God is fake. Now available for public consumption. They hate his name. They hate him. They crucify him. If he's here today, they're giving out tracts, normal Bob Smith ministries on God is fake. And I want you to look what they say here. They say, put it right on your money and you can get rid of God. God who blessed America. God who gave us this great country to live in. God who blessed us more than any nation that's ever been. They hate Him and want His name out. Look at here. The next time you're handed one of those so annoying Bible tracts, we all know too well. Let me tell you something, friend. Let me tell you something. There'll come a day when they're screaming that they'll wish to God they could get a hold of one of them tracts. Oh, these teenagers out here giving us those annoying Bible tracts. I'm going to tell you something. I'd hate to go to hell from any country in the world. But I'd rather go to hell from any country in the world besides America. There are people in other countries that give anything to have a gospel tract. And they're printing up stuff here in this country to say the next time you're handed one of them annoying Bible tracts, give them this. God is fake. You kids here this evening, we're in here tonight having fun in church, enjoying the Lord. We're in a battle. We're going back out there to battle tomorrow. This ain't for sissies. We're going to battle tomorrow. Don't you walk in work tomorrow and hang your head down and say, oh no, I dread what so and so. Walk in there with these scriptures on your heart and say, all they've done is fulfill the scripture. Jesus is not a liar. You should have known better than believe that idiot to start with. Amen? She's playing softly tonight. I think every one of us here tonight, every one of us here tonight ought to rededicate our life to the Lord. Jesus didn't come yesterday. That don't mean nothing. That don't mean nothing. All it means is He's coming soon. We ought to, every one of us, rededicate our life to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to get in that bus route and I want to get in that Sunday school work. And God, I want to raise my kids right. And God, I want to pray. And God, I want to read my Bible. And God, I'm not giving up, Lord. I want to serve You, Lord. I want to serve You and do right. I want to serve You and do right. God, I want to witness to my neighbor. I'm going to witness that old boy at work. I know tomorrow morning that old so-and-so is going to start running her mouth. So I'm going to have my gun loaded and I'm going to be ready. I'm going to tell him what the truth is. Amen. I'm going to tell him the truth about Jesus coming back. Amen. Amen. Let's pray tonight. Let's pray tonight. Let's ask God to help us. That's right. Amen. Let's ask God to help us. Maybe you're here tonight and you're not ready to meet the Lord, young person. Maybe you're here tonight and you've never been saved. Why don't you come get saved tonight? Why don't you come and get saved tonight? Just get out of your seat, young lady, young man. Just get out of your seat and come and be saved here tonight. Will you do it? And maybe you're here tonight and you've been far away from God. You've been backslid. Why don't you come tonight? Will you do it? Why don't you come? Just get out of your seat and come. Amen. Father, do what ought to be done right now. Bless our church. Lord, I pray that You'd fill it with the Spirit of God. I pray, Lord, as we try to do Your will, dear Lord, that You'd move in every heart and every life. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God. Be that You'd have us to be, do that You'd have us to do in these last days. Lord, we know You're coming soon. We don't know when. We don't know the day. We don't know the hour. But we know You're coming. We know You're coming. We know You're coming, Lord. And Lord, we do ask, even so, come quickly. Keep us from sin. Help us to live right. Lord, help us to stand when temptation comes our way. Help us to do the right thing. Have Your way in our lives. God, we'll thank You and praise You for it. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Will You come tonight? Settle it tonight. Amen. Amen. All right, brother. Give us some more light. Amen. Amen. While we pray. While we pray tonight. You don't have to worry about the Lord coming back. When it's time, He'll be back. He'll be back. May not be in our times, but it'll be. It really surprised me. It really surprised me. If it was another 50 years, it really surprised me. I can't set no date. It could happen any day. It could happen any day. God knows what He's doing. He did it in Noah's day. He did it in Lot's day. He'll do it in our day. Amen. Hadn't y'all know that you can just feel like the world gone crazy? Hadn't y'all? Can't you feel that? It's like everything just went nuts. And the only thing that keeps you straight is that book and the Holy Spirit. I was telling somebody yesterday, I said, that book right there is what keeps me straight. That thing right there. You have a tendency to go away from God. Your flesh, it just be pushed around. That thing right there is the only thing that keeps us straight. That's what keeps us straight. Without that, we ain't nothing. Amen. All right. Let's take time just for a comment or a question or anything. You want to know something about going to work tomorrow? Need some more bullets for your gun? Anybody want to say something? Or you can turn this around and use it as an opportunity to witness. Christians shouldn't go stick our head in the corner and say, oh no, the Lord didn't come. I don't want to talk about it. Use it for a chance to witness. Tell them that guy fulfilled Scripture. He did. Anybody, right quick, want to say something? Anybody? Any comment? We got it all straight? Amen. Isn't that something? Boy, I would too. You know that one in Black Mountain over at Montree at the Ridge Crest? You wouldn't believe the people complain about that thing. Cross sticking up. You know, Christians don't even bother us about beer signs. And they're upset about a cross. Carrie was telling me something about, where'd you say that was? Somewhere that's having some kind of a school function, graduation, and it was at this big Christian school because they had this big, nice building, and the ACLU is taking a fit because there's a cross in there. Did anybody hear about that? They're saying they're going to have to cover that thing up before they let them have that thing in there. What about that? You reckon if it was a Muslim symbol or something, they'd worry about it? No, they would not. Son, there's something different about that cross, ain't there? Why do you think Madonna and them wears a cross around their neck and them rappers wear an upside down one around their neck? They're obsessed with that. That's demon possession. Anybody else? Anybody else right quick? Yes, sir. Yeah. I'd wait the day after if I was him. Wait the day after and then keys him. One says this bunch of group said they thought said the Lord was coming back and they sold their house and everything, went up on a mountain and waited on him. I said, well, if they'd really believed the Lord's coming back, they wouldn't have sold it. They'd just give it away, wouldn't they? What'd they need that money for? Anybody else? Yeah. Wouldn't doubt it. You see that sticker I showed her that coexist? How many of y'all seen them going up and down the interstate? People think, oh, isn't that wonderful? They're religious. No, they're idiots. They're led by the devil. What they're saying is every religion is the same and we're all mixed in together. And that's one excuse as good as another. Leave your wife and quit your job. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am. It happens in other countries. That's right. Amen. Amen. Y'all witness. Don't be ashamed.